I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran charges 16 people with espionage, including several teenagers, because they participated in widespread protests. A 15-year-old girl and 8 women are among those waiting to learn their fate. Meanwhile, 2 older teens received death sentences this week. Public demonstrations have quieted since November, but rage simmers just below the surface. Heart for Iran's Nazanin Baghestani says,
"The more they kill, the more people are enraged and protest. So many of these youth are so angry at the government. They don't want to sit at home and do nothing. They're just screaming. People are so enraged and so upset."
We can't change Iran's leaders, but we know the one who holds our world in his hands. Ask God to intervene and bring an end to the chaos. And is a Satan club coming to your school? Well, last year in the United States, public schools saw a rise in Satan clubs started by the Satanic Temple as an alternative to thousands of Good News clubs run by Child Evangelism Fellowship. Many parents are taking their dissension to the school boards, but it may surprise you to hear that CEF upholds the right of Satan clubs to be present in public schools. CEF spokesperson Lydia Kaiser says, "Sometimes when a school board kicks out a Satan club, they also kick out the Good News clubs." CEF encourages you, if you want to do something, to get involved in your local Good News Club.
Good News Club offers a Bible club that helps children understand how much God loves them, that they are created in God's image, and they can learn how to have a relationship with God.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.